The 30-Day Miracle Morning Challenge. The three-phase strategy to implement any habit in 1 month. Life's too short is repeated often enough to be a cliche, but this time it's true. You don't have enough time to be both unhappy and mediocre. It's not just pointless, it's painful. Seth Godin, New York Times best-selling author. Let's play devil's advocate for a moment. Can the Miracle Morning transform any area of your life or business in just 30 days? Can anything make that significant of an impact that quickly? To begin, consider that it has already done that for thousands of others. If it works for them, it can and will work for you. Incorporating or changing any habit does require an acclimation period. So don't expect this to be effortless from day one. However, if you commit to yourself to stick with it, beginning each day with a Miracle Morning and the Savers will quickly become the foundational habit that makes all other changes possible. Remember, win the morning and you set yourself up to win the day. The seemingly unbearable first few days of habit change are only temporary. While there's a lot of debate about how long it takes to implement a new habit, the hundreds of thousands of people who have learned how to conquer the snooze button and now wake up every day for their Miracle Morning can testify to the following three-phase strategy. From unbearable to unstoppable, the three-phase strategy to implement any habit in 30 days. The following approach is arguably the simplest and most effective strategy to implement and sustain a new habit in just 30 days. It will give you both the mindset and the roadmap to build your new routine. Phase 1. Unbearable. Days 1 to 10. Any new activity requires greater conscious effort in the beginning, and getting up early is no different. In Phase 1, you're fighting existing morning habits that have been entrenched in who you are for years. And that's going to take some willpower on your part. In this phase, it's mind over matter. And if you don't mind, it will definitely matter. The habit of hitting the snooze button and missing out on every morning is the same habit that holds you back from becoming the superstar you've always known you can be. So dig in and hold strong. While you battle existing patterns and limiting beliefs in this phase, you'll also find out what you're made of and what you're capable of. You need to keep pushing, stay committed to your vision, and hang in there. Trust me and thousands of other newly minted morning people when we say, you can do this. I know from experience that it can be daunting on day 5 to realize you still have 25 days to go before your transformation is complete and you become a bona fide morning person. But keep in mind that on day 5, you're more than halfway through the first phase. You're well on your way. Remember, your initial feelings are not going to last forever. You owe it to yourself to persevere. In no time at all, you'll be getting the exact results you want as you become the person you've always wanted to be. Phase 2. Uncomfortable. Days 11 to 20. Welcome to Phase 2, where your body and mind begin to acclimate to waking up earlier. You'll notice that getting up starts to get a tiny bit easier, but it's not yet a habit. It's not quite who you are, and it likely won't feel natural yet. The biggest temptation at this point is to reward yourself by taking a break, especially on the weekends. However, taking Saturday and Sunday off to sleep in will only make it more difficult for you when Monday comes, particularly when you're just starting out. A question posted quite often in the Miracle Morning community is, how many days a week do you get up early for your Miracle Morning? The most common answer from people is consistently along the lines of, I started by taking the weekend off. But when I would wake up late on the first Saturday and Sunday mornings, I felt like I had wasted what would have been a productive miracle morning. So now I do it 7 days a week. Ultimately, there's no pressure here. Do what's right for you and focus on progress over perfection. The best part of phase two is that phase one is over. You've made it through the hardest period, so keep going. Why on earth would you want to go through the first phase again by taking 1 or 2 days off? Trust me, you wouldn't. So don't. Hang tough. Stay committed. Phase 3. Unstoppable. Days 21 to 30. By now, early rising is now not only a habit, but it has become part of who you are, part of your identity. Your body and mind will have become accustomed to your new way of being. These next 10 days are important for cementing the habit in yourself and your life. As you engage in the miracle morning practice, you'll also gain a perspective on these three distinct phases of habit change. That means you can now identify and adopt any habit that serves you, including the habits of the morning millionaires that we have included in this book. Now that you've learned the simplest and most effective strategy for successfully implementing and sustaining any new habit in 30 days, you know the mindset and approach that you need to complete the 30-day Miracle Morning Challenge. All that's required is for you to commit to starting and following through. Consider the rewards. When you commit to the 30-day Miracle Morning Challenge, you'll build a foundation for success in every area of your life, for the rest of your life. By waking up each morning and practicing the Miracle Morning, you begin each day with extraordinary levels of discipline, the crucial ability to get yourself to follow through with your commitments, clarity, the power you'll generate from focusing on what's most important, and personal development, perhaps the single most significant determining factor in your success. In the next 30 days, that foundation will help you become the person you need to be to create the extraordinary levels of personal, professional, and financial success you desire. You'll also be transforming the Miracle Morning from a concept that you may be excited and possibly a little nervous to try into a lifelong habit that will continue to develop you into the person you need to be to create the life you've always wanted. You'll begin to fulfill your potential and see results in your life far beyond what you've ever experienced before. In addition to developing successful habits, you'll also be cultivating the mindset you need to improve your life, both internally and externally. By practicing the lifesavers each day, you'll be experiencing the physical, intellectual, emotional, and spiritual benefits of silence, affirmations, visualization, exercise, reading, and scribing. You'll immediately feel less stressed and more centered, focused, happy, and excited about your life. You'll be generating more energy, clarity, and motivation to move toward your highest goals and dreams, especially those you've been putting off far too long. Remember, your life will improve after, but only after you develop yourself into the person you need to be in order to improve it. That's exactly what these next 30 days of your life can be: a new beginning and a new you. You can do this. If you're feeling nervous, hesitant, or concerned about whether or not you can follow through with this for 30 days, relax. It's completely normal to feel that way. This is especially true if waking up in the morning is something you found challenging in the past. In fact, it's not only normal to be a bit hesitant or nervous, but it's a very good sign. It's an indicator that you're ready to commit. Otherwise, you wouldn't be nervous. Here's how to get started. Step 1. Get the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge Fast Start Kit. visit www.tmmbook.com to download your free Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge Fast Start Kit. Complete with the exercises, affirmations, daily checklists, tracking sheets, and everything else you need to make starting and completing the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge as easy as possible. Please take a minute to do this now. Step 2. Plan your first Miracle Morning for tomorrow. If you haven't already begun, commit to and schedule your first Miracle Morning as soon as possible, ideally tomorrow. Yes, actually write it into your schedule and decide where it will take place. Remember, it's recommended that you leave your bedroom as soon as you wake up and remove yourself from the temptations of your bed altogether. My Miracle Morning takes place every day on my living room couch, while everyone else in my house is still sound asleep. I've heard from people who do their Miracle Morning sitting outside in nature, such as on their porch or deck or at a nearby park. Do yours where you feel most comfortable, but also where you won't be interrupted. Step 3. Read page 1 of the Fast Start Kit and do the exercises. Read the introduction in your Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge Fast Start Kit. Then, please follow the instructions and complete the exercises. Like anything in life that's worthwhile, successfully completing the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge requires a little preparation. It's important that you do the initial exercises in your Fast Start Kit, which shouldn't take you more than an hour. Keep in mind that your Miracle Morning will always start with a preparation you do the day or night before to ready yourself mentally, emotionally, and logistically for your Miracle Morning. This preparation includes following the steps in the 5-step snooze-proof wake-up strategy in Chapter 2. Step 3.1. Get an accountability partner. The overwhelming evidence for the correlation between success and accountability is undeniable. While most people resist being held accountable, it is hugely beneficial to have someone who will hold us to higher standards than we'll hold ourselves to. All of us can benefit from the support of an accountability partner. It's highly recommended, but not required, that you reach out to someone in your circle of influence. Family, friend, colleague, significant other, etc. And invite them to join you in the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge. Not only does having someone to hold us accountable increase the odds that we will follow through, joining forces with someone else is more fun. Consider that when you're excited about something and committed to doing it on your own, there is a certain level of power in that excitement and in your individual commitment. However, when you have someone else in your life, a friend, family member, or coworker, who is as excited about and committed to it as you are, it's much more powerful. Call, text, or email one or more people today and invite them to join you for the Miracle Morning 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge. The quickest way to get them up to speed is to send them the link to www.miraclemorning.com so they can get free and immediate access to the Miracle Morning Fast Start Kit, including the free Miracle Morning video training, the free Miracle Morning audio training, 2 free chapters of the Miracle Morning book. It will cost them nothing, and you'll be teaming up with someone who is also committed to taking their life to the next level. The two of you can offer support, encouragement, and accountability to each other. Important. Don't wait until you have an accountability partner on board to do your first Miracle Morning and start the 30-Day Life Transformation Challenge. Whether or not you found someone to embark on the journey with you, I still recommend scheduling and doing your first Miracle Morning tomorrow, no matter what. Don't wait. you'll be even more capable of inspiring someone else to do the miracle morning with you if you've already experienced a few days of it. Get started. Then, as soon as you can, invite a friend, family member, or coworker to visit www.miraclemorning.com to get their free Miracle Morning Fast Start Kit. In less than an hour, they'll not only be fully capable of being your Miracle Morning accountability partner, but probably a little inspired to improve their own lives. Are you ready to take your life to the next level? What is the next level in your personal or professional life? Which areas need to be transformed in order for you to reach that level? Give yourself the gift of investing just 30 days to make significant improvements in your life. One day at a time. No matter what your past has been, you can change your future by changing the present.